This truth may help you.
Hey, Taylor, this is Sam. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm from the Auburn Design Agency. I hope you remember that. Daniel mentioned to you. I will call you.
Oh, yes. I have just texted Daniel because I've been sitting here waiting. Another point to this. I wanted to make sure we had plenty of time.
Great. No problem. Actually, he is wondering about the logo design. Actually, he shared the logo design with you. And unfortunately, you didn't like it. And so that's why I came on the call, right, so I can get all the feedback from you directly. So you and I on the same page and get the work done as soon as possible. So if you don't mind, Teresa, the logo we shared with you, so what's your feedback like regarding the logo, what you don't like it and what you like it?
Well, I thought we were going to be getting a new design. Okay, something unique, et cetera. But the first set of stuff, and while I liked some of them, they were unique. Overall, my group did not care for the overall because they were just mostly graphics that were already done, graphic just put together and put out there with the full name and the tagline and a whole big deal. And what we're looking for is an actual logo. And I even said, I did pull up my design brief because Daniel kept saying, well, in your design information you gave us. And so I thought, okay, I pulled it up, and I even said on there, the logo doesn't have to have the full name. I want a logo that somebody looks at 5 years from now or 2 years, 10 years, whatever, just like Target. They look at that little Target, they know it belongs to Target. They look at the check mark, they know it belongs to Nike. They look at that VW, they know it's Volkswagen. They knew, you see what I'm saying? They know, I want it to be where people look at that and go, oh, that belongs to Wildfire Flight. We want it because this is going to be a global, situation. We already have other countries that are interested, but I've got to finish getting our foundation built with all the normal stuff. And I had even suggested that it didn't have to be the whole name. I just filled out the form that y'all sent. But I did put on there, because you did ask that stuff, I said, well, it didn't have the full name. I even put that the new site was in progress, but the prior company name and site, prior site and company name was wiseold.earth. And you could kind of look at the little logo that we had there. And basically, it was very, very amateurish. That's why I wanted to pay somebody. Very amateurish. It was a W, a kind of a backwards W, almost an italic backwards W. And it had the fire on one part of that W and the forest on another part, and then the water coming across and spraying. The challenge with that, and I even sit in the most description to Daniel, this is not like a water hose, a fire hose that you're spraying directly onto the fire. This is the best way to describe it, it's a wall of water that's like 60 feet wide. So it uses your normal big fire hoses that are about 3 inches. So when I say 3 inches in diameter, I'm not talking anything close to your little garden hoses. I'm talking huge size firefighting hoses. And between those hoses is our invention, the patent pending invention for the connector. And those connectors, we've had engineers, fire schools. I mean, we've had this whole thing done with quite a few experts. And it's taken us a few years to get it where we needed it to be. And that's why now we're ready to roll. Now I get to focus on the pretty stuff more, which is our logo and things like that, and branding. And basically, where a fire hose might take 2 or 3 men to hold it and spray that water, this could be a mile long. And in between every 50 feet of hose is this connector. And this connect, you could call it like an overgrown sprinkler system if you want to. and saturate up to 60 feet wide and a mile long all at one time, with just one guy operating on one end and the other guy going back and forth, making sure that everything's pointed or direction. And it saturates when a wildfire is headed for you. So let's say I'm sitting in the subdivision, and we know, and I'm sure you've probably seen some of the pictures of these burned out subdivisions where it wiped out an entire subdivision. Well, there was one that happened in 2018, 2019, right around there, and the people refused to leave their home, and they stayed, and they turned on their sprinkler systems outside, and they had turned on their water hoses and kept the top of their roof wet, and if a hot spot hit, they hit it with the water hose, and they drained water from their swimming pool to help keep the water pressure going, and that fire went totally around them and did not burn not one inch of their property. And there was a man, also one of my favorite stories is where the man had a kind of a rescue type wildlife preserve in California. And if I remember correctly, he had something like 1,000 animals that he did not lose, not one animal, because he set the perimeter with sprinkler system, just a regular old sprinkler system, and then they dragged water hoses and stuff to help protect and keep the advanced area saturated. So this system basically saturates a control line around a subdivision, around buildings, but predominantly you see where they say, well, the fire jumped the road or the fire jumped the ridge. Well, that's because it burns right up to it. If we saturate in advance and understand the forestry department, everybody wants this. I just have to get it to the point of, in the next few weeks, having the websites and everything that meets everybody's criteria. So that's how big of a deal this is. And so we can roll these out off the back of a trailer, have two or three people on this entire mile versus 12 to 15 people on a mile of control line, and that frees up firefighters that they can go fight hot spots or fight other places, but it basically saturates in advance. So what I explained to Daniel, I said I was really looking for something more creative from a designer, not just pre-done graphics to make a pretty emblem, because what y'all gave us was very nice emblems, but those are used more for exactly that, for emblems, for patches, for like if I were going to use one maybe to put shirt to identify our people or something. Those are really neat. And then one of them they sent back actually is a representation of fire departments we're not allowed to use. It's a fire department emblem or firefighter emblem, and we can't use that as a commercial group. So what I explained to Daniel, I said, the thing is I love what y'all did, but it doesn't give us an individual little logo, a thing that somebody can look at the outline or look at a black and white or look at and go, oh, wow, that's Wildfire Fight. And so I suggested to him that, you know, I said, I know it's very amateurish, but maybe look at the W that had been previously done. Maybe the W, the logo, the W, the rest of the word, ILD, firefight, backwards, but that way at least the W is what stands out. And instead of the water flowing all the way across it onto the fire, you know, have the fire on the left side, maybe the forest, or, you know, the water in between, and then the forest, or the forest and the water spraying onto the forest. I don't want it spraying directly onto the fire. That's what the prior person had done. And they were a super nice, very sweet family member of one of our people who had been taking graphic design in college. And so that's where that, it's not a criticism. I liked the idea and the creativity. I just don't like the amateurish look of it. And I think somebody talented like y'all that knows creative design could probably do a better job with a W, maybe a backwards W or something like that, designed kind of like that. And then it makes, and let me think how to say, when people write backhanded, kind of left-handed people, or, you know, they write, instead of writing forward in italics, they write backwards in italics. Same thing, except maybe in print. I was looking at some of your examples that he sent, and I was thinking, if I could take this piece and put this piece here and do this right here, you know, it's like there were good pieces on each one. And, like, I love the way y'all incorporated, great job doing that little miniature connector look where the spray comes out of the connector. Love that. And I got to thinking, I wonder if there's a way to do the backwards W and then the rest of it, I-L-D, you know, kind of separated but a continuous word. But with the little connectors, because in one of them y'all had underlined, I think, wildfire, you'd kind of underlined that word. And I thought, oh, I wonder if you can come up with the little connector the way y'all did on something else and incorporate it into that underline. And so it's all stretched out. Because that, to me, then is a good visual of what it actually is. Does that make sense?
Sorry, I interrupted you. I'm so sorry about that. You are saying that the design is fine, the imagery look is not fine, the placement of the forest and the water is not fine.
Sam, I'm sorry. I didn't understand you. You're going to have to talk a little slower. Okay.
I'm saying that what I understand, what you just said, the logo is fine, but the placement of the imagery is not fine, like a forest, like water and fire. It's not fine. We need to fix the placement. Like we need to move the left side and right side of the water and under the water. It will be fall down to the forest, something like that, right?
Similar, I think I understand you correctly, yes, sir. If we just use the word wildfire fight, okay, or wildfire fight,
uh-huh.
To have we don't need the LLC, just wildfire fight.
Uh-huh.
And I wish I could find right quick, had my other page open. I'm sorry, I was looking at the thing that Daniel had mentioned about the design brief. Let me see if because one of the later ones y'all sent, so let me see if I can find it right quick. Where did it go? Of course I can't find it because you're on the phone with me. I'm so sorry. Let me look in the electronic file. Okay. Yeah, I can't use that emblem one. That was the wrong one. Okay, I can't find it in this group. Let me see if I can find it.
If it's possible to you, I'm just wanted getting a favor from your side. If it's possible, can you give me a favor if you don't mind? Can you give me a favor? Like, I need some favor from your hand.
You need help from me?
Yes. Can you help me out? Like, right now, do you have, 5 to 10 minutes?
Do I have some... I'm sorry, do I have what? Signs?
Right now, right now, do you have 5 to 10 minutes for me?
Like, five.
I was saying that if it's possible to you, can you, whatever the idea I just heard, you just mentioned to me, that's fine. I listen down and write down all the points in my notepad, right? I write down all my points, right? Whatever you mentioned to me, right? So I will definitely start working on that. But I wanted to make sure that you and I are on the same page. So can you do me a favor? Like, can you draw a rough diagram on a paper, like what you want it to be? So that would be more easiest way for us to design exactly the same thing what you want. Can you do that for me? If it's possible for you, I'm just saying that if you help me in this case.
Okay, I'm not as creative as you.
So please, let me put it this way.
Give me a few minutes. I will draw something out or do it out the best I can. But I can at least then put words and draw an arrow to it and say what I think it is, because it'll look more stick figure. It's not going to be as pretty as what you do, Sam.
Yes, exactly. But I'm saying that a rough diagram, that would be great. So it will be easiest way to mention all of your points, like, because you will be drawing a rough diagram and whatever the thing in your mind, you will draw it, right? So that's
okay.
I'm saying that you will, if you help me, so you and I on the same page and we can save the time. And if you will draw a diagram on a paper, whatever the thing in your mind, and I will see that and according to whatever the point I have noted down in my notepad, and as per your diagram as well, so I will create something new, and I'm sure about that you will like it. I'm damn sure.
Okay.
That's why I'm
saying that's not a problem at all. Just give me, you said 5 to 10 minutes, but I'm not as good as you, so give me 15 to 20.
No problem.
Okay.
Time.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sam. I appreciate your time, sweetheart. I have to ask you this. I have to ask. Do you live in New York near Buffalo?
Not in New York. I live in San Jose, California.
I keep seeing the 716 area code is like the Buffalo Niagara Falls area, and I lived there for 8 years, so that's the reason I know that. So I was just curious.
No, actually, I'm in San Jose, and you know the best part is that at the moment I'm driving and I'm going to office.
Oh, well, cool. And as far as being in San Jose, I also lived in California for about 2 years near San Mateo, Foster City.
Oh, great. Actually,
yeah,
my office location is in San Jose, Park Avenue 177.
There you go. Okay. Well, listen, I'll let you go. You pay attention to driving, and then I will get this. Give me a little bit of time, and I will do the best I can.
That would be great, and I would really appreciate you if you help me in this case, right? You will draw a rough diagram, whatever the thing in your mind, you will draw it, and I will take idea, and I will get back to you with the same exactly the thing what you want, and I'm damn sure you and your team will like it.
Okay. That sounds good, sweetheart. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
And thank you so much for your time as well. You get the time for us, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, hon.
Talking with you. Have a nice day.
Okay, you too, hon. Bye-bye.